بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول كريم أما بعد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكر ربه كمثل الحي والميت وكما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام said the difference between a person that remembers Allah and the one that does not remember Allah is like the difference between the living and the dead. Our pious elders, Kabirin, and our Mashayikh have encouraged the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enliven our hearts and to increase us spiritually to engage in the dhikr of Allah to get the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we continue with the life of Hazrat Maulana Gangoi, Rashid Ahmad Gangoi, rahmatullah alayh. He would generally teach his murids to read the third kalima 100 times after the fajr and after the maghrib salah. Furthermore, he would ask them to read one tasbih 100 times of istighfar whenever they got an opportunity. And he would say that it is better if they read it at bedtime. He did not specify any form of istighfar, but he had much affinity with Sayyidul Istighfar. What is Sayyidul Istighfar? In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a dua or istighfar, one of the best forms of istighfar that a person can read. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduk wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika ma istata'ta a'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'ta abu laka bi ni'matika alayhi wa abu bi dhanbi faghfir li fa innahu la yaghfiru adh-dhunuba illa anta. Person admits and recognizes the position of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala is the khaliq, I am the creation, I am supposed to be Allah ta'ala's slave. Allah has favored me with so many ni'mats, I recognize these ni'mats, and I also confess my sins. فَغْفِرْ لِي فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. Oh Allah, forgive me. No one can forgive except you. So this is one of the best forms of istighfar a person can make. So Hazrat Maulana would advise these zikrs. He would also instruct his murids to read Durood Sharif at least 300 times a day. If they could not manage this, they should read a minimum of 100 Durood Sharif. And he used to say, the favors of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on us are supreme. If we are still stingy in sending durood to him, then it is extremely rude on our part and a great loss. From the different forms of durood sharif, he preferred the durood Ibrahim, which we read in our salah. He adhered strictly to the different du'as which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made on various occasions. He used to stress these on his murids as well. Now let us ask ourselves this question. I tell the children also time and again, we came in the house of Allah. What foot we came in with? Did we read the dua? We leave the house of Allah Ta'ala. What foot did we leave the house of Allah Ta'ala with? And did we read the dua? It's a simple teaching that we're doing every day. We're eating our food. Did we read the dua? After eating, did we read the dua? We went into the toilet. Did we read the dua? How we went in the toilet? So there's so much of ghaflat and unmindfulness. So we need to correct this once again. So Maulana would stress this. And he used to teach the Tawazda tasbih is the bara tasbih, the loud dhikr that is normally made in the khanqas of the Chishti silsila to his murids, and would emphasize that the dhikr must be made daily. If any murid became accustomed to dhikr and developed a desire for it, he would increase the number of times to say Allah, Allah, O la ilaha illallah, sometimes from 1,000 up to 12,000 and even 24,000 at times. This dhikr had to be done in an audible tone. The zikr was done in an audible tone. Some of our mashayikh, subhanallah, Hazrat Maulana Salim Dhurat Sahib, he writes, or it was his transcribed talk. He says when he was a young boy, when he used to go to the ishtima, and then certain buzuks used to come on the stage. So he says certain buzuks used to be very eloquent in speech. But he says certain buzuks, when they used to come on the stage, is like the sun came out. See, bright, noor, nurani. And then he explains, he says, those buzurgs, when they were in the masjid, in their private time, they would sit from Ishraq till Zuhr in the dhikr of Allah. How many hours that is? So it's from Ishraq till Zawal or Zuhr in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The effect was seen in the talks. So you should see the effect in their talk. So much of dhikr. And they were basically giving off nur. In those days, there's one strange incident and we'll conclude. The earthenware jars, the lotas, were kept in the masjid for the purpose of wuzu. So once a musalli took out the water from the lota to gargle his mouth, and he found it bitter. Now this was very strange, because the water that was taken out from the well was known to be sweet, and all the time the water was sweet. So what happened to this water? Why is it bitter? So this was conveyed to Maulana, this is the situation. So Maulana paused for a moment and he said, everybody read the kalima. Maulana stopped, he said, everybody read the kalima, la ilaha illallah. And for some time everyone engaged in the recitation of the kalima, and Maulana made dua. After the dua, he asked them to taste the water, and to their surprise, the water was sweet. There's a secret behind it, we will mention it also. So Maulana said, you see, the soil, the sand that was used to make that jar was taken from a qabr, from a graveyard. And the qabr it was taken from, punishment was being meted out in that qabr. So the athar of the punishment came in the sand, the athar of the sand came on the jar, and the effect of the jar went into the water. The sweetness of the water was turned. So I am saying, brothers, that the athar of sin also that comes on the heart, the hadith speaks about it, the black dot. Then that the athar of the environment also, that a person is in the wrong company or is looking at something wrong. So what will happen to us, our tabiat? So to change that, once again to change that, they advise that we engage in the dhikr of Allah, bring that nur again, remove that effects. Because these effects are coming on a daily basis. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we can take advice from our elders, pious elders. I've been saying now for a few weeks, we've got a few minutes inshallah. You'll be amazed in 5 minutes how much dhikr a person can make. 10 minutes how much dhikr he can make. Sit for a little while in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Engage in the dhikr of Allah loudly, softly. Whatever a person prefers, engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try and make this part of our daily routine. Allah give me your, all of us.